utmost for his highest. September the 22nd. The missionary's master. Jesus said, Ye call me master and lord, and ye say well, for so I am. John 13, verse 13. To have a master and to be mastered is not the same thing. To have a master means that there is one who knows me better than I know myself, one who is closer than a friend, one who fathoms the remotest abyss of my heart and satisfies it, one who has brought me into the secure sense that he has met and solved every perplexity and problem of my mind. To have a master is this and nothing less. One is your master, even Christ. The Lord never enforces obedience. He does not take means to make me do what he wants. Oh, at certain times I wish God would master me and make me do the thing, but he will not. In other moods I wish he would leave me alone, but he does not. Ye call me master and lord. Ah, but is he? Master and lord have little place in our vocabulary. We prefer the words saviour, sanctifier, healer. The only word to describe mastership in experience is love, and we know very little about love as God reveals it. This is proved by the way that we use the word obey. In the Bible, obedience is based on the relationship of equals, that of a son with a father. Our Lord was not God's servant, he was his son. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. If our idea is that we are being mastered, it is a proof that we have no master. If this is our attitude to Jesus, we are far away from the relationship he wants. He wants us in the relationship in which he is easily master, without our conscious knowledge of it. All we know is that we are his to obey.